Hello and welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting for Tuesday, March 19th at 2024, 5 o'clock p.m. Call to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Roll call.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Okay, so hold on, my thing's not working. Okay, so if you go to your financials tab, you'll see the financials as of February 29th, 2024. First page is the balance sheet. So on line 5, the district's combined cash with Chase Bank, LAIF, and California Class balance was at $1.9 million at month end, and the district's total liabilities, which is down on line 31, was at $564,000, almost $565,000 at the month end. Any questions on that? We're very close to $2 million, but not quite.
Thought we were going to make it this month.
Almost.
$2 million, then.
All right, I'm going to move on to the profit and loss then. So this is the budget compared to what we've actually spent and earned. And this is, again, as of February 29th, 2024. And year-to-date is at 67% of the year, so I'm going to point out a couple that are much higher than 67% or much lower and explain why. So on line 7, we have the basic facility fees. That's for new service installations. We only budgeted for one 5/8 inch installation, which is around $9,000. But last month, we got another 3/4 inch, and then we had another 3/4 inch at the beginning of the fiscal year. So now we're at 288% for that line. And then down on line 11, we have property taxes. That's at 56%, so a little bit under. Most of the income that we receive for that is in January and May, so we should be seeing more activity in that line in a couple of months. On line 15, we have interest income investment accounts. That one's at 126%. That's for the interest that we've earned on our LAIF account and then the California Class account. We had it budgeted much lower than we've actually earned, which is really nice. And then on line 18, the total revenues, we are at 66% of the year, so just a little bit under what we had budgeted for. And then moving on to expenses, On line 29, we have lab fees, which is at 135%. There were some samples that we had been required to take since 2014, I believe,
They've been locked in since 2014, so the engineer from Riverside County contacted me and said, you know, I don't have any records of these. The lab didn't have any records of these, so we had to complete those. So it was unforeseen expenses, yeah, that they would let them go that long.
But it's all up to date now, so we shouldn't see that high of expenses for the next few years. And then I wasn't going to point anything else out on this page, but did you guys have any questions on this one?
I have a question about commodity sales, so line 4.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, 62 is not that much lower, but is that going to catch up as it gets hotter out?
Most likely, yeah, because usually the first few months of the year, there's not that much water usage. So, yeah, it should start picking up in the next, maybe not this month, but.
Yeah, it'll balance out right then.
Mm-hmm. And we did receive another capital facility charge today for $13,000. So, growth is coming this way, so that helps out a lot.
Yeah. All right, on to the next page then. I really didn't have anything highlighted on this page except for line 76, which is total non-operating expenses. That's at 212%. We don't really budget for that much non-operating expenses, but we did have the damaged truck and stolen tools that we had to replace, and then the grant application share of cost for the Esperanza replacement pipeline. There was a little portion that we had to pay for that grant, so that's what that was for. And then on line 77, we have total expenses overall. That's at 62%. So we're a little bit under for the revenue, and then we're more under for expenses. On line 82, we have the total net income slash loss. Right now, we are at a net income of
$501,382. Do we have any big expenses that's going to bounce that out, or are we just that much of a budget?
We're waiting for the Bonita vault to be fabricated, so it's constantly going back and forth between the me and Castle for alterations on the design of the vault. So that's $28,000. There is going to be $28,000 for the vault, $2,000 to rent an excavator to dig the hole, and then another $2,800 for the survey. So you're looking at about $35,000.
That's going to be all under the capital projects, though. Yeah. That won't be on these regular operational expenses.
And that's already budgeted for. We budgeted $70,000 for that project. So we ordered the material for that job, which was $14,000. So we're going to be a little bit under.
There will be some big costs, like for the insurance. We have the annual fee that we'll have to pay. And then just random dues and subscriptions that we'll have to pay. But I don't think there's going to be anything major in the regular financials.
Of course, we get another boost in May from property taxes and standby fees, which is usually significant.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't expecting the insurance reimbursement. I'm not complaining. I just
we can't do a whole lot of insurance for theft and everything, because I know they
require
an entry rate to go up. I mean, we put in for three of them and keep doing a couple more, they're going to be like, all right, your rates are going up, and it's never coming down after that.
No, I mean, but we got the 27 for the truck,
right?
That still doesn't equal 400,000.
No.
350,000.
Well, one thing that does make it look a little different, though, is on line 81, there's that RCEDA loan. Since we had borrowed the $300,000 from the county, I guess, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, if anyone had built on that pipeline that we used the money for.
That's up there on the other side of the freeway, right?
Yeah.
Right.
If anyone built on that pipeline, we would have to pay back what we got from them to the county, but it expired, so we don't have to do that anymore. But that was $300,000, and I guess it has to show up as income on our budgets for some reason.
Okay.
So
that
we only actually earned $200,000, but it shows up on our thing as an income for
some reason. Been progressing ever since October. In October, we had a surplus of $338,000. In December, it was $365,000. In January, it was $474,000. And now we're at $501,000. So
it's still going up. Yeah.
We're doing okay. And like I said, the bank account, you know, we were hoping to get over $2 million, but we'll get there by May. But even with all the expenses that we have, and then of course the property, we listed it for $295,000. We lowered it to $275,000. We just lowered it again for $245,000. And we got a couple bites today, so there is interest.
We bought that for $60,000. I think it was
$65,000.
Yeah. I was like, there was no way we'd have $200,000.
What?
Yeah.
So what happened was, I believe that the Hadley Corporation bought it for, I can't remember the exact numbers, the numbers that I told you before. I think it was like $200,000. And then maybe that member passed away and it was left to an inheritance, and he just said, yeah, go ahead, you know. You're the first big, go ahead and take it. So this is finance. We had our first budget meeting, so we had to give them preliminary numbers for the budget, and then we have to meet with the union reps to discuss obviously a cost of living increase and everything like
when
that.
When is that?
Huh?
When is that?
3%. We've been trying to get a hold of them. They've been trying to schedule, but we told them that we would like to have a meeting before the April board meeting so you guys can take a look at it.
I was trying to get a hold of the union. They're usually trying to get on our calendar.
Yeah. I think they're working on some big contract with the county, so they're kind of not really responsive right now.
Yeah, but we do have an employee that's going to have a newborn, so he was inquiring about the Family Leave Act. So they called right back almost the same day, but they don't respond in a timely fashion.
He's having a baby. Oh.
Yeah, Clay is. Having a baby, his first baby.
Anyways, back on the financials, more page.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's going to have an effect on next year's budget.
Yeah, there is another page on the back, the capital detail. Line 6, we have the main replacement, fire hydrant, and air vac. We did budget $145,000 for that, but we're not going to use that because we used it for line 10, which was something we didn't budget for, the well 1 emergency repair. And then we also have a grant that's going to replace a stretch of pipeline on Esperanza, so we didn't really have to worry about that line 6 anyways. And then on line 9, we have utility billing. We've been setting aside $10,000 for the past couple years for when we need to upgrade our billing system, and we're looking at doing that at the start of next year after Ellen retires. But it's going to be $30,000 up front. It's looking like it's going to be $30,000 up front, and then around $5,000 each year for the maintenance, which isn't much more than what we pay right now. And then down on the grant-funded projects, on line 22, we have the Tank 2, Tank 3, and Tank 4 recoding. This project is complete, but we're waiting on the county to get back to us about an amendment for the agreement because we have to move around some of the money within the project. We exceeded the admin portion of the project, but we had all this leftover money in the construction portion, so they have to do an amendment to realign everything. But we did stay under budget overall. And I think they said we're next in line if they have any extra money for more projects.
Yeah,
we do have projects that are shovel-ready, are document-ready. The Jensen project, all the Jensen streets. Of course, we have another project from Broadway all the way from, I think it's Esperanza to Main Street, and then Benita from Apache Trail all the way to Elm.
We were the first people in that that entire grant to get anything done, so they're like, oh, we actually don't know the answers to your questions because we've never done this before. So we were their guinea pig, they said. But it turned out really good, so.
That seems to be working out for us being the guinea pigs, yeah. So from Apache, we're going to do all the way to Elm?
Yep.
Around Bonita?
Yeah. Well, maybe Magnolia. There is new Maine all the way from Apache to Magnolia. So from Magnolia all the way to Elm. But basically,
all that would help Victor's people, right?
No. It's only going to replace. It's going to replace just short of that. No, because that's
You said all the way to Elm.
They wrote it up, I guess. And we don't have any Maine there right now.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's 3,000 feet from the Red House to Elm.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I've got, but if you have any other questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
When you said the tools were stolen, that's not recently.
It was last May, so it was a while ago.
So the truck that has the broken back window?
Oh, no, that was something else. The broken
window?
He was
weed eating.
Yeah, he was weed eating.
Yeah. Through a rock.
Yeah, we just got that replaced today.
Yeah. No, we seem to have a handle on the security issues. Okay. Made a few more adjustments, so.
Did we get any footage of who graffitied out here?
No.
You know when that was?
What?
I don't know, our cameras don't reach, I don't think, over there. But.
Yeah. Where was the graffiti?
It's just all over the park right here, on the big walls and stuff, and they come up.
I just noticed it when I pulled up, so.
And I don't know what GKB is, do you?
No. I'm not hip to that drive.
So when I do talk to the union, I talk to you, board, or the finance committee when we do the negotiations?
Usually the whole board.
The whole board, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which usually when you come to what you're gonna, what you're proposing, and then we just kind of either sign off on it or not. But then that's after you negotiate with the union, right? Or I think it might be beforehand and after.
Before it's finalized.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've only been part of it once, so I'm trying to remember. I think, yeah, we talked with the union first. They wrote it all up, and then we brought it to you guys. There was a couple things you wanted us to take back to them, so it was like back and forth.
Okay. So you are you are part of it. So there's going to be a few changes because we have a temporary customer service rep who's going to go full-time in January. The full-time Ellen is going to retire in January. And then we have three field workers, so there'll be some adjustments there. I don't know if you want to.
Oh, we have three field workers now, right? Well, do we want to adjourn the meeting?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll adjourn to check signing.
Yeah. All right. Okay. At 5:16.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you need to be a recorded discussion.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah.